Blog Talk Radio.
You're listening to The Fighter's Voice with Don McGuire, presented by Finished MMA and the United Way Merced.
Make a comment like that too, all the time.
Oh, man, here we go.
Welcome to The Fighter's Voice. If you're faint of heart, I suggest you don't listen to today's show because there's going to be some opinions expressed today that truly, if you're a left-wing freak, you truly don't want to hear it. If you got the balls, please stay tuned and listen in because I don't think you know what you're talking about in life. But, you know, I do this weekly top show because it allows us to express our views, our concerns, our thoughts. You know, we're three different people from different ages in life, different walks in life, and actually two different parts of the country. So when you look at it in that aspect, it's not pre-scripted. It's going to flow the way it's going to flow, you know. But this is something that doesn't sit well with me at all. You know, you look at the political agenda, you look at political people, and in all, you know, retrospects, you know, to me, you know, you're playing fucking mind games. You're allowing kids that don't even know how to wipe their own ass to get on television and speak about scenarios and situations that they don't even have a clue what the fuck they're talking about. You know, and it bothers me. So I'm going to turn the mic actually over for the first time. I'm not even going to ask a question. I'm just going to turn the mic over to MF Beck and get his thoughts on what's perplexed in the last week and a half.
Nonsense. 100% pure fucking nonsense. First things first, I got a bone to pick with that fucking angry Britney Spears ass fucking bitch. Number one, how are you going to sit here and justify bullying this kid to the point where he felt the need to go fucking start killing people, but then act like, oh, it's not my problem, you know, the kid fucking deserved it. So it's like, so wait a minute, wait. Bullying these kids to the point of killing them was okay, but then you want to take away guns because you actually pushed some little fucker to the point of, you know, going and taking somebody else's life. And then you want to take away guns from people, but, oh, but you're going to bitch about a fucking clear backpack just to make sure. You wanted all your safety and protection, but now you don't want it? It's like, no, it doesn't fucking work that way. And in the same breath, these little fucking cocksuckers, excuse the language, but that's how I feel about them. These little motherfuckers want to sit there and be like, oh, you know, people don't need guns. The cops are there. But in the same fucking sentence, they're going to sit there and talk about, you know, disarm the cops, police brutality. It's like, who writes this shit? Like, this is a bad joke, right? Like, this isn't actual fucking reality. And then you got this little David Hogg kid. Like, how many fucking shootings has he been in? Like, are you just the most lucky son of a bitch in the fucking world? And last I checked, like, aren't you too old to be in fucking high school? And your brains aren't even fully developed till 25. How fucking smart are you if you actually fucking understand that? You know what I mean? Like, your brain's not fully developed. You don't get to fucking think. No, you haven't been there. By what extensive amount of experience can you please enlighten us on the situation? No, sit the fuck down or shut up.
And just to pick up one more thing, in the same exact breath where they're saying that they want to disarm all of the citizens and disarm police, they're saying, you know, how many of them say that Donald Trump is Hitler, but yet now you're saying you want to disarm all the citizens and give all of the guns to Hitler? I mean, there's just the cognitive dissonance doesn't make any fucking sense. You're going to sit there and say, Donald Trump is Hitler. So let's give the government all of our guns.
Yeah.
Let's give all of our guns to Hitler.
Fucking dummy.
Like, well, you guys can't even be fucking consistent with your own argument.
Like, logically, they don't even believe in it. It's the craziest shit in the fucking world. We're coming in hot, Don.
Oh, it's good because this has just been just perplexed in my mind all week, you know, and I'm not in the greatest of moods anyway. But, you know, let's touch back a little bit on David Hogg. I mean, MF, I think you're eloquent and you're speaking because, I mean, how – you've got to be the most unlucky little peckerhead on the face of the planet. I mean, I think he's been at two or three mass school shootings, okay? First and foremost, how in the fuck is that even possible? So, you know, I would look at that involvement just as a person looking in. It doesn't take a rocket scientist to figure out why is this motherfucker at every school shooting. But – you know, you go.
Why is he doing
this rally?
All he did was change it from a fucking open hand to a fist. If I for real, and you
right.
Little fuckers are wearing armbands, it's like, come on, like, are you fucking kidding me? Like, this is a joke, right?
Nobody's ever taken a fucking history class in one of these high schools, that's for sure.
Well, you know, I've seen an actual video, you know, about David Hogg, and they went in depth on it, and you know, I guess they did a little soul searching, a little background searching, and you know, he's had communistic views in the past, and for someone like that to step up and now portray himself as the savior to the people, along with the Sinead O'Connor looking little bitch. And, you know, I apologize to my fans, but, you know, today, if, like I said, if you're faint of heart, don't listen to the show. I won't hate on you, but it's not going to be very, very nice today. You know, I listened to the speech. I watch him go on, you know, several programs, and I watched their agenda get picked apart. You know, and the thought analysis that they're coming up with, I lived through it. I've been through it. You don't understand. I've fucking been on this planet 51 years. I've been shot. I've been stabbed. I've been knocked out.
You're not
going to
make yourself look younger, Don. It's okay. You can say you're
related. No, but what I'm saying, I've been knocked out. I've been shot. I've been stabbed. The police have pulled up. Well, motherfuckers are still kicking me in my head. And I still don't understand life. So how in the fuck is an 18-year-old kid or younger going to tell me what I don't fucking know in life and tell me how my life should be persuaded? I mean, where do they fucking get off fucking even giving these kids airtime? To me, you know, the world news, the political agenda, it's, dude, I'll tell you what, it's becoming even a better ride than fucking Disneyland. You know, you just got to sit back and all you can fucking do is laugh. You know, for people to allow these youth, these kids that don't even know how to fucking wipe their dick off after sex, excuse my language, how in the hell are they going to express concerns and thoughts on my life when they haven't even walked a third of my life?
Well, don't church that, Don. How do you really feel?
I mean, I've spoke about this on numerous occasions where I think that we give kids far too much credit, you know. We should believe science when they say and have done, you know, so much research on the fact that until you are 25 years of age, your prefrontal cortex is not even online. It's not fully developed. And that is what is capable for your logic and, you know, reason making. You know, it's like, yeah, this kid might be eloquent and, you know, well coached in one direction or another, but I mean, it's like you can see the fact, you can just see the propaganda all over it. And we talked about, you know, last week, all the different types of propaganda that there are. And, you know, this is clearly just a sympathy ploy. People are using these kids to, you know, try and get their agenda across to disarm everybody. And I hate to tell you, but, you know, not to throw the whole Hitler word around, but Hitler used children also. He used them all the fucking time. It's crazy that these people want to pretend like Marxism and communism is a good idea, when in every single fucking instance historically, it fails terribly and a fuckload of people end up dying.
Yeah, you know, I'm gonna fucking have an American Indian Rosa Parks moment. You know, if anybody should fucking hate guns, it should be the American Indians. You know, the British.
Right, but nobody
here
cares about that. Nobody wants to talk about that shit.
Yeah, well, my point is, if they came over here, we didn't have guns. You know, they came over here, massacred our people. If anybody should be bitching about not allowing people to, you know, bear arms, it should be the American Indian. But I'm American Indian. Do I think Americans have the right to bear arms? Fuck yes, I do. Do I think the government should have something to say in us, you know, having the right to bear arms? Fuck no. Because first and foremost, you know, let's take these little young asses back, you know, 20, 30, 40 years. You know, when my father, my grandfather fought in World War II and, you know, lived this life that, you know, protected our country. If we didn't have firearms, we'd be fucking Russia, we'd be fucking Germany, we would be China, we would be somebody other than what we are. You know, the simple fact that the American people are allowing kids that still have pecker tracks in their fucking shorts, bro, to go on world news and give them 30 minutes of our time, it's pathetic. I call it the falling or the fleecing of America. You call it whatever the fuck you want, but I'll tell you what, if my kid ever got on national television and spoke that propaganda, There ain't no surgeon on earth that can remove my foot out of his ass.
But it's something about fucking, in my opinion, you know, I feel strongly about this. See, like, we always talk about extreme ownership, right? And a lot of the time, it's like these parents allow this shit to fucking happen because none of the parents want to admit that they were wrong, because they raised their fucking child wrong, or that they were taught wrong, or that somebody was wrong, or that somebody did fucking this. And nobody wants to actually take any ownership for how things are going bad. So there's pointing the finger and pointing the blame, trying to get something else to take away the responsibility and their ownership for their own actions or inactions. So you get these fucking little, these little youngsters want to jump on TV, and people actually allow it to happen. I'm like, when the hell did children start running adults? I'm like, when was that shit? I'm like, I got beat. You know what I mean? Beat. Not even just beat. That old man made me wait, and he was like, oh, you're going to get it. Not right now, but sometime before you go to bed, you're going to get it. And I'll tell you what, that motherfucker was ninja shit when he came in to hit that tail. But it was, you learn, you know what I mean? You learn a certain respect for your elders, for the OGs, like the people that have been there. You guys, like, experience is the best teacher. And these kids think they fucking know it all. But, you know, reality comes around eventually. You know, the universe has a funny way of working things out.
Yeah, you know, and I apologize to my listeners, but this is something that just really just don't sit well with me, because, I mean, I look at life, man, and I know what it's about, and I'm still learning. So when I look at what we're allowing to perplex in today's society, man, it just, I mean, today is actually the 13th anniversary of the death of my grandfather, a man who fought for this country, you know, a man who gave every bit of him to make sure that these little peckerheads had a right to live, had a right to freedom. And, you know, what even pisses me off more, they go and they do this rally. It's under massive armed protection. If they were so free and clear about what their agenda is, first and foremost, they wouldn't have allowed an armed escort, heavily armed escort. They wouldn't have been, you know, protected by people with firearms. You know, so their story is like a fucking bucket with a bunch of holes in it. And I'm quite honest with you, I'm getting sick and tired of fucking the political agenda playing its way into my life and deciding what I have. You know, people say that one picture of her tearing up I forget what it is, man, that they showed her tearing up the Declaration of Independence or whatever it is. You know, they said it was Photoshopped. Whether it was Photoshopped or not, her mouth ain't Photoshopped. And for her to get up there and other individuals to get up there and get this internet fame and international fame because, ooh, these kids are wise. They're speaking about gun control. They don't even know what the fuck childbirth is or fucking, you know, how to run a household. How in the hell are they going to sit on national television and talk facts about something very pertinent in life?
Well, it's because, let me jump in on this real quick. It's their whole life. And you think about it, this probably started happening like for the, like 96, 97 and on, like kids born after then. They were always told that, you know, be you. You're perfect just the way you are. You know, you could do anything you put your mind to. You're smart. You're talented. Even when they didn't have any talent or they weren't fucking smart. So then you get these little punks running up, and they actually really do, in their hearts, believe that they're smarter than adults because they were taught to believe so by adults that don't want to take any responsibility for teaching their children those particular traits, you know what I mean, because they were lazy about it, whether it was the social media or whether it was this. TV was raising kids. Your iPad was raising kids. All these different distractions were raising your kids. Where were you?
Right. I apologize, I was taking a drink. But, you know, I don't know, man. I'm just burnt up about this because I look at every aspect of it, man. And it's like, go fucking play Pokemon. You know, you don't even know what the fuck you're talking about. You know, I love that Travis is on here because Travis is very young in age, but, you know, he always talks about the scientific aspect and factual aspect of where the mentality of is in life. You know, MF, I get where you're coming from, that if you're told you're great, you're told you're this, you know, that's what you're going to, you know, believe in life. But we're wiser, we're older. Why is society allowing this to portray itself. I mean, who is backing this? I mean, we know the left is backing it, but I mean, this has truly got to be a blemish on either side of the political party in any aspect, wouldn't you think?
Absolutely.
I mean, it's everybody's responsibility. You know, it's like, regardless of what they believe, like, we should be wiser, you know, and like, the next generation is supposed to surpass, but it's by understanding the knowledge and the experience that has come from the generations before you. But it's, there's some kind of, like a wedge that was driven at some point in time where now there's a disconnect between, like, the more experienced folk and the people that just think they fucking know everything. I don't know. It is strange.
I mean, everybody definitely, you know, and I just got to keep coming back to science, man, because everybody, you know, I mean, don't look back at your own life. When you were 30, I'm sure you looked at the 20-year-old version of yourself and thought, God, what a dumbass I was. Look at all the fuck-ups I made. Look at all the mistakes. And you do the same thing at 30 and 40 and 50. And it's not until, you know, like we keep saying, not until your brain has fucking developed and you've reached an age that you can even begin to comprehend this, you know. We're seeing these kids be manipulated, and that's why it's so disgusting, you know, that there's just a clear political agenda that's driving them, that's backing them, that, you know, that's giving them the fucking airtime.
You know, I have to agree with you, you know, and I tell you what, the thought that comes to my head, and you know what, you can hate me, you can unlisten my show, I really don't give a shit, iHeart's bankrupt anyway, but it's puppet politics. It's puppet politics. I mean, when you look at the scenario, who do you feel is pulling the strings?
Is that a serious question? It's the money show, bro. It's this whole plan that's been happening, from what I can see, is the more they try to get people dependent on, it's like they got a certain generation dependent on the government, and then because of that, those people weren't actually really able to teach the next generation, and so now you have this entitlement era where everything was given, everything was handed, nobody really had to work for anything, nobody had to earn anything, because that previous generation was the beginning of how things kind of started getting handed to them, things started getting easier, you know, and then by that, you figure, like, the easier life that came, the more disconnected people, like, became from reality, and then on top of the distractions, like what I always talk about, there's an even further disconnect from reality, because it's like another form of propaganda, you know what I mean? Like, the more you're told something, the more likely you are to believe it as a truth. So when people get fed all these different, you know, bullshit stories and certain aspects or whatever, it kind of creates like a reality illusion, you know? It's like, what's really there? What's real? Am I really in here? Is life really like this? Is this really depicting, like, how it is? Or is this, you know, just all some kind of illusion that's portrayed to me in order to control me, to make me a little bit more docile? You know, people don't grow, they're not going to rise up.
Or even just to make yourself look cool on fucking social media, man. I mean, distraction is at an all-time high. I forget who it was I was listening to, but, you know, I was listening to somebody talk, and they made the point that, you know, look at when you finally got the internet in your pocket. You know, what was it, 2009, 2008, earlier for, you know, some of the real, real fancy people. But nowadays, you can go on Facebook and you can experience more horror and terror, and you can see more fucking murders and animal cruelty and more viciousness, and you're downloading all of that horror and terror into your life, yeah, more than you ever would in an entire lifetime for some people, you know? You look at a lot of people would go their entire lives without ever, you know, seeing a dead body, or maybe once or twice when their grandma died or their parents died. You know, but now you can go on fucking YouTube, man, and you can sit there for 19 hours. I mean, fuck, Faces of Death came out in 2000?
VHS.
I mean, shit. And now it's just getting to the point where, like we say, it's that desensitization, you know. Everyone's seeing it all the fucking time. And it's getting to the point of absurdity where people don't know the difference between reality and the fucking internet. And they think that they can be gender fluid. Or they think that they can be a fucking fox can or a fucking pixie can or you know, it's getting to the point where we're seeing it with everything. And it's one person shits their pants and now everybody's got to wear diapers. And if I bitch enough, I can get my thing passed. Oh, he got his crazy thing passed. Let me bitch and fill out enough petitions and then we can get the word man banned. Because the word man is inherently offensive and we need to ban that from all context. And, you know,
it's we're getting to the point where it's that breaking point of disillusion, and people are so disconnected and lost in fucking in social media and in this thing that isn't reality. It's fading over to real life, and they don't know what's real and what isn't.
Yeah, and then you look at like how everything is marketed. You know, like even on Facebook, like how many ads you get. But like, dude, I research some shit on fucking Google. Next thing you know, my feed's just blown up with fucking ads. I'm like, buy this, go here, do this. You know, it's like a society's equally sculpted because it projects like a false image of how you should be, what you should look like, how you should live your life in order to be successful. You know, so these people feel inadequate. So I think that's where social media comes in. Is like, why does everybody really need that 15 seconds of fame? Like, why is that so important? You know, was it because of this factor? Was it because of this factor? Was it because of this factor? It could have been any real, what would you say? Any real factor that contributed to it, you know, but it's people have this false image of how their life should be and how they should dress and everything else, what they should listen to, what they should believe, everything else. You're led to believe it. So it's almost like a gigantic cult effect made for marketing and sales for people to make money off of everything else. So boom, it goes right back to the fucking money. And you look at it, you're like, even music in fucking Macy's, it's designed to keep fucking youngsters out. That's why the music is so fucking annoying, because they don't want little kids stealing shit. That's why the perfume is so fucking overpowering, because somebody with a weak nose is going to get drawn right the fuck in. It's just, they play with your mind, and they distract people, and it's all just a fucking illusion to get you away from the fact that you could be better, you could grow, you could still learn. But why do you have to be a certain way in order to feel successful? Why do you have to, you know, look a certain way in order to be accepted? Fuck all that shit. But that's how these people are trained, you know what I mean? And it's just generation after generation just getting worse and worse and worse. And it's like, when are we really going to break the fucking cycle? Dude? Like, it's kind of fucking sad. Well, it's not kind of, it really is fucking sad.
Well, you know, here's a little tidbit. And a lot of people are going to fucking go, oh. And they're going to feel fucking stupid. You know, last year there was 636 deaths due to firearms in the U.S., okay? Now, you look at all the millions and millions of people in the United States, okay? And then you got to take into account, you know, the Las Vegas shooting, other shootings where hundreds of people were killed in mass shootings, okay? And, you know, you could say, well, they have a thought on this, but you're talking about a very minute amount of people that have actually taken to these types of mass shootings. Okay, then you jump over to the UK, where the police aren't even armed. They don't even carry firearms. There was 50,000-plus people killed in a society that their police officers don't even carry firearms. That's almost 20,000 more people than in the U.S. combined. So when you look at it in that aspect, it's not solving a problem. You know, you look at the United Kingdom. Their law enforcement, like I said, they do not carry firearms. Why is there 20-something thousand more deaths in the UK where the police are unarmed comparative to the United States, but yet they want to bitch about the police and the government having firearms when there was only 33,636 people killed in all aspects of firearm misuse, and that's including suicides, accidental shootings, and all that in the United States. So how is our society faring much better than the UK where guns aren't allowed?
It's, what would you say? It's selective information. You know what I mean? Because people aren't looking at the fact on how many people have died. Because, I mean, we could go jump on a whole bunch of other stats where, I mean, like, shit, you look at cigarettes, dude, fucking teenage fucking... Or, what did you say, teenage fucking texting and driving, alcohol, like, shit like that, like, youngsters actually fucking crashing and fucking killing people and shit like that. There's all kinds of, like, crazy stats, you know, like, even obesity, dude, like, that kills thousands of people. Snickers has contributed to more deaths. McDonald's has contributed to more deaths than rifles have in this fucking society. But everybody's freaked out about, you know, because the rifles are fucking crazy. But there's another stat that I was reading is that there's more murders and more deaths committed by handguns than there is fucking rifles by a substantial amount. You know, so it's all selective information to where it's like, you know, it's the illusion that you have a choice. It's like, well, if I only show you this, you're going to get so fucking freaked out that you're just going to think, oh, my God, this fucking thing's scary. Like somebody was talking about, oh, well, you can just easily get an M4. I mean, you're military, Don. You know the M4. It's like, no, motherfucker, you ain't easily obtained that by no means. In no way, fucking shape or form. Like, yeah. You can afford a fucking, you know, whatever. I'm gonna get off that subject. But it's just the way that they're all believe. It's like these people are led to believe that all these guns are bad. And I actually saw something that said a semi-automatic pistol. I about shit myself. You know, like it's a lack of understanding for these people. It's like if you haven't had any type of training in guns, you haven't actually done any type of tactical classes, whatever the case may be. If you have no training, no experience, no knowledge, you don't get to speak on the subject. And that works in all other, you know, facets of life. So why doesn't it work in this particular aspect? Oh, that's just because we don't want people having guns. You know, the government don't want people fucking having guns. But then it's like you got the Second Amendment people where they want guns because they're like, no, well, we don't want these motherfuckers to come in here and act like some tyrants and take us out when we're unarmed. It's just like anything else. Like, why would you get rid of all this shit when everybody else has them? It's like, oh, everybody else got guns? Nah, that's cool. You can have mine. Yeah, yeah. That's totally what I want to fucking do. I want to disarm myself because in good faith, when people realize that I disarmed myself, they will disarm themselves. Yes. I would like what you're smoking. You know what I mean? Like, allow me to do so. It's like, why am I not afraid? I can kill you where you stand. I don't need a fucking gun. I don't need an object in my hands in order to do that if I really wanted to do some shit. I mean, seriously, people drive mass destruction fucking vehicles every day. I mean, how many people die from getting smoked by cars? You know what I mean? There was that one dude in that fucking truck in France. I mean, how many people did he mow through? It's like GTA, motherfucker. It's like, no, you don't need a gun. It's like if some asshole's going to go kill some people, they're going to find a way to kill some people. Why do you think serial killers just didn't go out there and fucking start blowing people away? No. How are you going to continue to do what you're doing if you're getting fucking caught? Like, it just makes no sense. But people are crazy. People are assholes. Some people are good. But, you know, like, how am I going to defend myself? Like, if this fool's got a machine gun, what the fuck am I going to do? Try to get the fuck out of it. You know, like, if I don't got nothing to combat that, like, yeah, no, I just, David and Goliath, yeah, and I got a sling, yeah, this motherfucker's gonna, no, it's fucking stupid. Stupid. It's just because they're afraid, because it's something that they don't understand, they don't know, because they don't have any training, they don't have any experience. But if they were to actually go get some training experience, they wouldn't actually be as, you know, frightened by what the rifle looks like and how actually deathly frightening it is. I'm like, I'm sorry, I'm scared of a fucking blade more than I'm scared of a gun, and I've had both pulled on me. I've had both fucking at me, you know, so it's like, it's something primal, you know, but the gun's not the fucking issue. It's these people being weenies because they were told to be weenies because this group of people is trying to disarm motherfuckers so we can't fight back. I'm sorry, this isn't Cambodia, this is the U.S. You look at any other situation that's happened, it's been brutal, you know what I mean? No.
Really, if you break it down, I mean, like you did, and really, if people are truly listening, they understood your thought process. So, I mean, you look at probably, and I'm just throwing out a hypothetical number, let's say 10 to 15,000 people die a year from obesity. So are we going to ban fat people from eating at McDonald's? Are we going to ban fat people from buying food that's going to make them fatter? I mean, that's how irrelevant this argument is. You know, for the first time ever, you know, I had to waver on the extreme right. And, you know, I got to admit, this was kind of difficult for me, but I watched a story of a family. And they did actually put out a video of their young daughter who goes through this course, and she's using both handguns and rifles. And I got to tell you, you know, I was quite pleased to see that this family had this type of values and is teaching their children properly how to use a firearm, how to protect themselves. You know, so sitting on, you know, basically in the middle and not really considering the left or the right who I am, I got to admit, you know, I was very pleased the way the right wing activists fired back, because they actually came back factual. They actually came back with meaning. How did you guys walk away from seeing the right wing come back to, you know, not attack this propaganda, but defend our right to bear arms?
I mean, I know the exact video that you're talking about. And what's funny about it is, you know, some of my earliest memories are my father taking me down into the woods back at the firehouse and teaching me how to use firearms and teaching me the danger of them and teaching me that even a small caliber like a .22 will blow up a coconut, and a coconut's a lot, you know, stronger than your head. You know, it's a tool. It's like a knife. It's like fire. I mean, you can play with matches in the fucking forest and kill untold hundreds of thousands of people, and nobody's
banning gas, you know, gas stations and gasoline. It's just one of those things, man, where it's like it's not ever the tool. We can't ever blame the tool for the user of the tool. We have to change the society. And you know, I don't consider myself right-wing kind of in any way, shape, or form. You know, I'm, by a lot of people's standards, I mean, I guess I would be kind of an anarchist, you know, because I'm, but I love the fact that people are starting to realize and they're starting to use facts to combat some of this nonsense, you know. And I've said it several times to MF, you know, I used to consider myself a super left-wing Democratic voting person, you know, whatever you want to call it. But at the same time, it's like I think that the left and the far left in particular is turning more people right-wing and turning more people into Republicans than ever before, because at least the right-wing is being honest with reality. You know, they've always had a problem for being a little too controlling and wanting to control pro-life, pro-choice, you know, and controlling, you know, the drug war and that kind of stuff. But at the same time, at least they're rooted in fucking reality, and they're not pretending that there's 73 different genders and that we should all be victims in this weird, coddled society where nobody can fucking defend themselves. I mean, you know, I read a great quote the other day just kind of to kind of wrap this all in together, and it was from General Yamamoto, right when, like, the start or the end of, you know, the Japanese-American War in Pearl Harbor. And he said, you don't understand, if you were to invade mainland America, there would be a rifle behind every blade of grass. And that, and, you know, that is a deterrent. You know, we have to have a strong society and strong morals if we want to keep this fucking society together. We can't play in this gray area of fucking nonsense and make-believe and try and make the make-believe fucking legal.
You know, I feel you 100%, and the statement I'm going to make is probably going to piss a lot of people off, but today I really don't care. You know, today is the expressions of Don McGuire, not necessarily of my show, of my syndicated aspects or anything. This is Don McGuire. You know, you can take that transgender shit and shove it up your ass. I'm so sick of hearing transgender this, transgender that. Now, whatever gender they fucking come up with this week. And you know what? God made Adam and Steve. Adam and Eve, not Adam and Steve. And you know, I had to fix myself there. But, you know, it's just I'm so fired up today because this is just pissing me off. Because you got to remember, when I was 7 years old, I moved to Fairbanks, Alaska. I lived in a town called Nenana. I went to military school. I watched Athabascans, Eskimos, and Inuit Indians feed their families, live off the land. You know, so how are you going to tell these people that you're taking away the tool that feeds their family? You know, that don't sit well with me. Then you got these people out there, like that video we've talked about plenty of times before. You got this gentleman, I'm 36, but I choose to be 6, and I choose to be a little girl. I mean, get the fuck out of here with that, bro. You got a penis. And, you know, it's like you're not some fucking woman. You can live in some daytime fantasy all you want, but keep it in your fucking house. I don't want to see that shit. You know, to be honest with you, I have no problem with homosexuality. The only problem I've ever had with homosexuality is, why do they got to try to talk like a bitch? And why does the female got to try to look like a man? That is something I will never understand. But what they do behind their door is their business. But when you start talking about taking away a tool that feeds families and, you know, takes care of their own, what are you going to do when we take that tool away? What are you going to do when all those costs start affecting America and our government, and we go broke? Because now we got, instead of 100 million people on welfare, we got 200 million. You know, because you've taken away a tool that they've used, their family has used for hundreds of years, and now you're just going to take this away from them? Get the fuck out of here with that.
I just look at him. There was an old story back when, you know, this has to do with Sparta. Yeah, I definitely dig this story. But I can't remember, like, what actual, like, leader it was from a certain country that was like, you know, if you guys don't cater to our will and bow to us in certain things, this is before the Persian Empire. But, like, they were like, you know, if you guys don't do this, then we'll fucking do this. We'll enslave your people and we'll kill this and this and this. And you know how they replied? If.
That was literally just it, just if. And that's kind of how I feel. I'm like, yeah, you guys want to think you're smart, that's cool. You guys want to think you're taking away, you know, our protection, our methods of protection, yeah, cool. You could think that shit. And all that means is that they're going to underestimate the situation because it's like, really? You're not even going to bring a knife to a gunfight. You're just going to come in here unarmed and think that we're just not enough. Sorry. It's not happening. Let them think what they want. We just send them that big-ass if. That's it. Just,
you know,
one more.
I apologize to you guys today. I mean, I came off way sideways in the beginning of the show, and I'm still kind of coming off a little bit sideways. But, you know, I know what the good old days were, and we had firearms then. And I've watched society just decline. I've watched ignorance become silent to being prevalent. I've watched absurdities become reality, and to be quite honest with you, it's sickening. You know, when is this shit going to end? You know, right now, the way I feel about things, we the people outweigh any law enforcement, any military, any government. At any given time, we could take over our country and make it the way we want. But is that going to happen? No. But if you sit back and look at what is being portrayed and allowed in politics today, they're making a mockery of the American history, American justice, and the American people. And it just chaps my ass.
Well, history repeats itself, bro. You know what I mean? There was a time where people, I think just the same way you did, were outnumbered, outmanned, outgunned. And remember who won. You know, they want to come in here and fucking think that, you know, it's like, that's how this country was founded. Like, it's kind of like in our fucking DNA for those that were like, you know, their families came at that particular fucking time. Like, it's kind of ingrained in our system. Like, this country is based off of rebellion and war. You don't think the people are going to nut up and actually try to take back what's theirs and what your unarmed ass is going to stop me?
Yeah, on top of that, people seem to be forgetting that the whole Declaration of Independence, our Bill of Rights, okay, the amendments, all they are is rules and limits on how much power the government has. And for the past 300 years, fucking lawyers have been working their way around in loopholes to work their way around those 10 rules of all limiting government power. And you know, frankly, you know, no one wants to believe it, but the Second Amendment wasn't made for hunting. It wasn't made for self-defense even. It was made in case the government gets fucking tyrannical and crazy like England, like we just fucking left Trump, you know, but we're ignoring the fucking history, and we've allowed the lawyers and the bureaucracy to just create 1,000 new laws a year and just fucking loophole their way around everything by making different words mean different things.
Like, what was that fucking shit you were talking about the other day where the consent level was lowered to like 14 because
fucking France, man, fucking France. So France the other day, like, I guess there are like, you know, 10 or 12 members of their fucking parliament just got caught, you know, having sex with, like, I think it was 11 and 12-year-old boys and girls. So France, in response, they lowered their fucking age of consent to 14, I guess, to make it, like, not as bad. I mean that is some fucked up shit. We always talk about, I don't even think 16-year-olds should be fucking driving. And France is over here lowering the fucking age of consent.
Well, you know, I got a little fact for you. You go down just 35 minutes away from where I live, and up until I think just this year, I think the legal age of consent was 13, 14 by parent consent. Or,
probably
yeah, 13
for the same
by parent consent and 14 by normal consent. Now they've raised it to 16. You know, but the thing of it is no child at the age of 13, 14, 15, or 16 has any knowledge of life. And, you know, I think any man that, you know, finds a woman that age, you know, attractive and wants to marry her, I think you're a sick fuck and you need to be hung anyway. You know, but...
Hey, man.
You know, it's the truth, man. I mean, how are you going to look at a child and be sexually stimulated by that? That's a fucking joke, man. I honestly, you know, have a lot of different core values than most people. You know, we talk about, you know, Travis says, you know, Don, I know you thought different at, you know, 30 and 40. You know what? I'll be quite honest with you. I preached about it. Menopause is real. I hit 50, and I realized I didn't know shit about life. You know, I realized I was just starting to understand life. You know, so when you look at politics and, you know, all these different aspects being just thrown way out of proportion, you know, because of social internet, you know, it just, I don't know, man, it blows me away. But, you know, what the thought I was bringing up earlier, you know, I live in a town of, I think, 125,000 people. Okay, I think we got 40 officers on the police force, 23 or 25 on the sheriff's side of it. You know, if guns were a serious threat, if guns were a serious problem, there would be no control. There would be mass hysteria. You know, I kind of, you know, find it funny, and I want to pay relevance to it because I think the creators of Family Guy truly understood this before it was perplexed in society. You know, they did a series or a show, and it was, you know, they were making fun of the Second Amendment, but it said, I have a right to bear arms. And they actually had a pair of bear arms, you know. And, you know, I sit back and I laugh about it because, in my mind, that's where politics is going. That's where society is going. It's becoming a mockery. It's undoing what we have built in this country for hundreds of years. And now we're letting, you know, kids that are still wet behind the ears speak for the masses. And to me, that's just absolutely pathetic.
That is. In a lot of different aspects, David. That's just kind of how things are going right now. It's peaceful times, getting people reason to create problems. You know, I constantly say they like crisis type shit. I don't know. You can look at a lot of different aspects, David. It's just too much control and too many different people. It's like the kid in the classroom. You know what I mean? You were never allowed to bring in a fucking extra cupcake when nobody else had one. You were never allowed to do certain shit because then everybody else would want to fucking do it. That's kind of like what happened, like what Travis was saying. All these laws are getting fucking made up that are just made to pass this, made to pass this, made to pass this. And then we got, like Travis was talking about, that Abilify drug. You know, it's just like a psychotic stack on top of a psychotic stack. And it's like now there's a lawsuit against these motherfuckers doing what? What was it?
Oh, yeah, that was wonderful. Our favorite drug, the most prescribed drug in America, Abilify. I was on my way home the other day, and I heard one of those, you know, like the mesothelioma commercials for the class action lawsuit? They came on,
yeah.
and they're like, have you lost more than $75,000 due to being a compulsive gambler? They're like, call us now because there's a huge class action lawsuit. They just did a study that linked Abilify to compulsive gambling. And you take this drug that's an antipsychotic, and it just makes you impulsive as fuck. And so they literally have a class action lawsuit for people who have lost more than $75,000 because it's compulsive gambling, and they link it directly to Abilify.
Wow.
And 78 million Americans are prescribed that, and Abilify is a drug that is a stack. It's if you're already on Xanax or Prozac or an antipsychotic, it's an antipsychotic for if your antidepressants and SSRIs aren't working enough. So you can double stack your fucking antipsychotics. And now it's turning people into compulsive gamblers. It just, I mean, and that's 76 million Americans.
You know, I tell you what, I'm just going to start doing like being like Joe Rogan, start doing fucking DMT hits. I mean, society's got me all fucked up. You know, I look at certain aspects, man, and like I said, I apologize for being abrupt today and coming a little uncorked and unglued. I'm kind of settling down in my thoughts just a little bit. But, you know, I got a 32-year-old son. And if he stood up in front of people and spoke against guns and said that we need to do it, I'd smack the shit out of my son. Like I said earlier, there wouldn't be a surgeon great enough to pull my leg out of his ass. I mean, so when you look back, it is the parents. I mean, because, you know, I don't believe in racism. I believe in personal ignorance. Where does personal ignorance come from? It's taught. You know, so what we have is a bunch of fucking hippies that grew up filling this aspect, taught it to their children. Now their children are teaching it to their children, and there's no true depth to what is being perplexed in society. You know, take the guns away from our law enforcement, and what's going to happen? You're going to have utter chaos. Even though it's a minimal force that governs a vast amount of people, society is still in control in that regard. But if you take away that aspect and you give these little wet-behind-the-ear peckerheads that are speaking about they know what life is about, the actuality that they're preaching for, we're a doomed nation.
Yeah, what's scary about it is, you know, this, again, if anybody would just pick up a fucking history book, this same exact thing has happened time and time and time and time and time again, you know, and it's, I mean, I exactly get what you're saying, Don, and people need to get back to the reality of what really is life, you know, and that's the thing that is crazy to me is, you know, we claim to be so advanced and so technologically advanced, but I know, you know, that there are 10 or 12 things that have been true throughout fucking time, and that is don't fucking steal anything that isn't yours, don't fucking rape, don't fucking murder, don't, you know, light anything on fire. You know, why can't we get back to common sense law where you can have all the personal freedoms you want, your freedoms just end at the exact point where another person's begin? You know, it's such a simple fucking thing. I mean, I don't understand why so many people can't understand just that simple concept of it. It blows me away.
They're afraid of it. They don't want the responsibility. They want somebody else to tell them what to do because they don't got to think. They want somebody else to provide for this so they don't actually got to do anything. That's what they're taught. It's all fucking sedentary, just fucking training, whether it be through fucking school, TV, sports, doesn't fucking matter. Nobody wants to be the fucking superhero. Nobody wants to be the athlete, you know what I mean? Nobody wants to do this shit. They just rather play it on video games, watch it on TV. It's fucking retarded.
It's just amazing to me it seems like it would be simpler for everybody if we could get away from all the fucking bullshit and you know, keep the things that are true and the things that everybody in the entire world should hold morally true and morally value and, you know, virtuous, and keep those things and move forward in society.
You know, I have to agree with you. You know, I take a step back 10, 12 years, and first people were bitching about homosexuality, you know, and now you fucking walk into a restaurant, you walk down the street, you walk in the store, you see two men holding hand, two women holding hand, kissing in public, and it's totally accepted. You jump a few years further, you know, closer to where we're at now, and you hear all these people bitching about migrant farm workers, immigrants, people that don't belong in this country. Well, you know, I got a clue for you. You're all fucking illegal immigrants. You're all people who came over here and took somebody else's land to begin with. So don't fucking come preaching to me about, you know, we need to kick the Mexicans out, because I'll tell you what, that dude in a fucking $5,000 suit ain't going to have his kids in the field picking fucking lettuce or tomatoes or, you know, peaches off of fucking trees. So, you know, if you want the life of a migrant farm worker, yeah, go ahead, shove the Mexicans back to Mexico. You know, kick them off their own land, which was their own land to begin with. Then, you know, you jump even closer to where we're at now, and they talk about equality, you know, and gender racism and all this and transgender. You know, it's purely pathetic, man. I'll be honest with you. I feel sorry for people that are in their 20s and 30s because – where I've seen life go in just the last 15 years, it scares the shit out of me. You know, and, you know, to talk about what you said earlier, Travis, and I watched a big trend in this because I have to deal with social media because it's how I do my business, but I started seeing people by the masses say, I hated Trump, but I will vote for him if he runs again due to the situation. You know, when you look at it in that aspect, we're not truly picking a politician that is best or, you know, for the greatness of our country or to get us where we need to be. Now we're picking somebody because we just don't blatantly like the other side. What is it going to do to politics, and where is it going to take this country?
I think it already started something completely new. I think anything past the point, like, once Trump won, that opened the floodgates, like, anything's possible now. But it's at the same time, like what you just said, it's people were talking about, oh, well, I hated Trump, but I vote for him just given the situation. And it's, think about the state that this country's in to where they wanted to vote somebody like Trump in. And like you were saying, it's just because they're not the other person. But I think it's even more than that. I think it was just the fact they're like, people realize that the system itself is broken. So regardless of this dude may be worse, better, doesn't matter. It's something that if there's a chance that it's going to be different. And people were so desperate and, you know, pissed off, irritated, afraid, whatever you want to call it. They were so desperate that they wanted, it was like, you know, sending in a monster to kill another monster. And that's pretty much what people chose to do. But it's like, what type of monster is that going to be? You know what I mean? It could end up like some Chronicles of Riddick type shit. You never know. But then again, that could be, you know, the second coming of the demon. Dude, it could be anything, but it's different than where it was going now. And that's what you really got to look at. It's like blaming society, blame just the situation, the system, the fucking matrix. Blame it all, you know, because it's all equally as fucking guilty. We're all equally as guilty in this part, because we're all part of this fucking earth, but nobody wants to take any type of responsibility. And those that do, it's 100 times more difficult because people put them down. There's no access, and people don't want to be told the truth. They'd rather be told a comfortable lie than a difficult truth. You know what I mean? So it's the situation itself as a whole. Like, there's not going to be one thing that fixes. Doesn't matter if it's Trump. Doesn't matter if it's this. It's like, you're not going to eliminate one thing and think that the threat's done. It doesn't fucking work that way. The whole entire system is broken. So that's why I was like, what do we do? How do you build a better house? Demolish the old one. Who's going to do that? And the asshole with money.
And on top of that, you know, I think it's a good thing because I do think it is changed, you know, because, like, I mean, MF summed it up greatly. I think people are sick and fucking tired of it, man. You know, to be honest, you know, not to bring us back to transgenders at all, but I want a real number on how many transgenders there actually are out there. Are there 5,000 people out there who we have to change all the bathrooms in the country for? You know, I mean, and it just comes down to that same exact thing, man, where we need somebody who's a centralist, you know? We need somebody who isn't, I'm the left wing, I'm the fucking right wing. We need somebody to come up and go and say, hey, I'm a fucking person, and can we all stop being stupid and fucking tribal and do what's actually better for everybody, you know? Have real equality, but at the same time, have equality of opportunity, not equality of outcome. Equality of outcome is fucking ridiculous in communism. Equality of opportunity is great and wonderful for everybody, and that's how this country was founded, and that's how it needs to continue.
That's it. Well, my friend, I hate to bear it to you, but I think I'm on the same line with MF. I think this country is too far out of whack to fucking get anything back into perspective. You know, I did a quote the other day that, you know, said real situations expose fake people. Okay, here we are in a real situation, and you've got some aspects of the media that are willing to expose these kids as the falsities that they are. But why isn't the general population understanding this aspect of it? Why are they clinging to these young kids and giving them the 15 minutes of fame they rightfully don't deserve?
Passing the buck, bro. That's their guilt. They're paying off their guilt by letting them go out there and make fools of themselves because that alleviates them from responsibility. It's pretty fucking simple.
And it's a sympathy ploy, man. We were just talking about all the different types of propaganda last week, you know. It's a sympathy ploy. People are emotionally attracted to these kids and to the, you know, this horrible thing because they have kids and they don't want this to happen to their fucking schools. But in reality, it's like, rather than deny the fact that it could happen, why don't we have, you know, just like we saw the other day, where an armed school resource officer, quick to respond, ended up taking down the school shooter. You know, it's like we need to prepare the kids for the real world and prepare them to have a strong society that lives in the real fucking world, not just deny the fact and hope it never happens and just take away all the guns so nothing can ever happen and it won't ever happen in my neighborhood.
You know, it truly is pathetic, you know, but the one fact or the one part of this whole thing that I think America is missing out on, and I really think it needs to be looked into further, is what we brought up earlier on the show. How is David Hogg going to be at least I know of two different school shootings, And nobody bring that up as a fact and dwell into it, dig into it that much further, and see why this individual was at two school shootings, and on separate sides of the country by that means too. You know, so there's more to the David Hogg story that's being perplexed. You know, honestly, you look at him being at two different school shootings, it leads me to believe that he had prior knowledge to these shootings before they even occurred.
I mean, I think that would be pretty fucking obvious, you know, given the circumstances and the evidence that points to it. That's just the way it goes, dude. That's literally just the way it goes, is that people are either, they're afraid to speak up because, you know, they think if somebody's going to challenge them, they don't actually firmly believe in it, or they don't have marbles, you know, both kinds of marbles, you know what I'm talking about. You know, or it's like they're afraid that their way of living was incorrect and wrong, so that's a blow to the ego, or they're afraid that the world really could be all fucked up like that, and it's not just a fucking, you know, a nightmare and some kind of fucking fantasy. So it's really just fear that's wrapped in some kind of sympathy ploy that in turn leads people to panic and make rash decisions, you know what I mean? Because a lot of these people, like, given the circumstances, if it really came down to it, they're going to fucking freeze. They're going to panic, and they're not going to know what to fucking do because fear is going to overtake them.
I mean, shit, 70% of Americans are obese. That means 70% of Americans, when the power goes out, can't physically walk out of their house to go fucking hunting for some food. You know, we're living in the weakest, most mentally ill country that maybe there has ever been. You know, and rather than adapting to the real world, everybody just wants to change and pretend like, you know, make their little bubble safe, rather than accept the reality, the animalistic reality that is around it.
You know, I know that today's show was way off topic for me and way beyond my general demeanor, but, you know, this is something that just doesn't sit well with me. And, you know, I'm not a person that jumps into this aspect so blatantly like I did today, but, you know, I for one, I'm not afraid of anybody. I don't give a fuck if I lose listeners. I don't give a fuck if I lose people in life, because unless you're paying my bills, I really don't give a shit. But, you know, you brought up
people want that done. People want that shit, and it speaks for itself. You know, people are sick of it. They want people to have a pair of fucking nuts to speak what they can't fucking speak. They need them motherfucking superheroes, just like you.
Oh man, I'm not no superhero, but you know, I do clean up well. I'll give myself that.
How many people listen to this show and feel the same exact way you do, the same exact way we do, and they feel like they're getting shunned by society because they were told that they don't fit into this fucking mold? You know, it gives people hope, dude. You know, that there's other people that feel and believe the same way they do. That shit's broken. Why do I have to feel this way? Why do I have to be this way? And you give people that opportunity to do that, bro. That's what I'm saying. Like, you're a real life superhero. People need to look at it.
You know, I will give the show credit and merit. I never thought that the numbers would ever get to where they're at. You know, the last episode we did was sitting at 92,000 live listens. And I got to be honest with you, I sat back and I went, what the? You know, when you look at it in that aspect, 92,000 live listens, I mean, of a show from three different individuals sitting on two sides of the country, you know, obviously people are listening. Obviously people, like you said, they do want to hear someone who is, you know, boisterous enough to voice their opinion, at least in the view that they see it and see life the way that they do. But not only do I do that, I allow you guys to come on and share your opinions. And as we've seen in the past, we don't always agree with each other, but we come to a foregone conclusion and we walk away still as brothers at the end of the show. What I don't get is the complacency, the fleecing, and the blatant disrespect that America is showing the rest of the world. We're looking at like a country that doesn't have a fucking clue. And, you know, that's the part that just really chaps my ass, because if I'm a foreign country, I mean, you look at, you know, North Korea. You know, if they truly wanted to, right now, we've got our heads so far fucking pulled apart. If they really wanted to attack America, would we truly know? You know, if they wanted to, you know, and what would we do? I mean, We got a fucking president who takes to Twitter to fucking thank our military. You know, so, I mean, I look at all aspects of life, and honestly, I feel this is the demise of America. On this final thought, what are your guys' opinion?
Man, I'll just leave it actually with a thought, not a statement. It's, you know, I'm not left, I'm not right, I'm not right, I'm not wrong. I just am.
I like that. I do like that. Travis?
Oh, man. You know, like I said, people just got to start owning up for their mistakes, you know. Jocko Willink, extreme ownership, always. If everyone starts, you know, living an honest life and being honest with themselves and with people around you, and if everyone just wakes up every day and is a nicer person and picks up some fucking trash and helps somebody out, the world's going to be a better place. You know, I don't know if we're too fucking weak for that to actually happen in this country, but I'm hopeful. I'm hopeful.
Yeah. You know, first and foremost, I want to apologize to you guys. You know, I don't just jump into a show so pissed off. And secondly, I want to apologize to my listeners, but this is something that just doesn't sit well with me. It's, you know, I'm sure next week when we do another show, I will be calmed down and have a little bit things a little bit more rationalized than thought. But, you know, I just want to see America whole again. I just want to see the American people band together and be unified. And I know it's a whimsical thought and a hope and a dream that may never come true, but I lived in the good old days. I lived when this country was prospering. It isn't that hard to do, man. We just got to get on the same page, have the same values. But you know what? I believe, I'm not sure if it was MF or Travis that said it, but I believe that the American government needs a third party. You know, like an arbitrator, a moderator, somebody that can jump in and say, well, wait a minute here, you know, and speak for the people, by the people, and justify our rights. Because as it is now, the Americans truly don't have a voice when it comes to the political system. You know, we think we do, but we truly don't. On that note, I'm going to toss the mic to Travis. Anything you want to add to the program before we bounce, my friend?
Man, I guess I was just in the same way I ended last week because I thought it was such a great documentary, but a good one on Netflix, man, is The Reality of Truth. All that shit is supported by MAPS.org. That's the Multidisciplinary Association for Psychedelic Studies. You know, they're doing incredible work with psilocybin, with MDMA. And honestly, you know, the more and more that this shit comes out about ayahuasca, iboga, you know, it could be an answer to a lot of the mental illness we're having in this country, you know. Some people just need to go down to Peru and get everything that they know and think of fucking blasted and thrown into the fucking wind for them to come back with a new perspective on life and realize that nobody really knows shit and we just need to be nice to each other and try and get along to make this thing work.
Most definitely. You know, one thing I want to leave on my final thought, and then we'll toss it to MF. My final thought is, you know what? People, stop posting about Donald Trump's sex life. I mean, come on, think about it. Look at the man. Look at the thought. Do you really want to dwell into something? So I can't even ponder that thought. You know, just leave the fucking sex life of our president off of social media. You know, I would rather see two obese people fucking than hear about Donald Trump and Stormy Davis. I mean, I could give two shits. But I'm going to toss the mic to you, MF, if there's anything you want to add to the show. I already ruined today's episode by being so boisterous anyway, but the floor is yours, my friend.
So MF actually left about 3 minutes ago. He had a client come in. So I guess I'll just leave everyone with another quote. You know, I listened to a great Buddhist monk talk the other day. His name is Jay Shetty. And he actually quoted a man named Thomas Coolidge, and I thought it was incredible, you know, talking about the perceptions that we tell ourselves and the perceptions that we, you know, put out to the world. And that's that I'm not who I think I am. I'm not who you think I am. I am who I think that you think that I am. And, you know, it's a little bit of a mind fuck, and you really got to think about it a few times. But if you think about it, man, you know, what you're presenting to the world, just like your Facebook, is a perception, you know, and that perception is dictated upon, you know, the praise and the admiration you want to receive from other people and their perception of what you think they want to hear, you know. So it's just kind of a little thought experiment and something cool. So just leave you guys on that.
Most definitely. Hey, but before I let you go, bro, was I too far out of line today? Because, you know, this is just something that just doesn't sit well with me.
I mean, absolutely not, man. I honestly think that there is no hate speech. Everything needs to be discussed. You know, if you want to open up fucking Nazi bagels right here in the corner of Folsom, you should be allowed to. And guess what? People aren't going to fucking go there, and you're going to get shut down real goddamn quick because that's a stupid fucking stupid idea. You know, the only way that we can ever get to the bottom of these ideas, these big ideas like Marxism and communism and democracy, is through debate. You know, me and you, Don, we don't ever say that we're right about anything. We say this is what we know at this point in our lives, and this is what we have learned personally. You know, we need to have, I don't know why, you know, there isn't more public access television, and on CNN and Fox, there aren't these giant debates with the smartest people around, you know. Get the best minds and the best thinkers. Get Neil deGrasse Tyson. Get all of our politicians, you know. Get Sam Harris. Get every intellectual you can find to discuss and dissect all of these ideas, all of these opinions, all of these ideologies, you know, because that's the only way people can hear them and realize that, hey, guess what, being a Nazi, that's fucking stupid, and you shouldn't fucking discriminate against anybody, particularly because of how much melanin content they have in their skin and where they're from on the fucking planet, you know? And the only way you get those ideas is by listening to people like Ben Shapiro talk. We have to let everybody talk. We have to get the ideas out there, and they have to be discussed so people can finally, you know, understand all sides and all aspects of them, and that's the only way we're going to make any progress. Even if we're wrong in the way we approach it, or the fact that, you know, we might get a little angry to start this entire conversation, it's still good because it needs to be out there for people to analyze those ideas and realize that, hey, they're making some great points with this. Hey, they're making some bad points here, and, you know, somewhere in the middle is where we can improve. And that's what we need to be focused on, is finding that middle ground, being mindful, and being central and open-minded with all of our ideas.
I love it, brother. Great way to end the show. Great analogy to share with others in life. Let MF know that I truly appreciate him coming on the show. I truly appreciate you coming on the show week after week. I look forward to next week, my brother. Until then, have a good day, and God bless, and peace, homie.
Absolutely, my brother. Much love. Peace.
Much love. Peace. Ladies and gentlemen, I don't know how you kind of took that show. I kind of went off the deep end. I was just a little mad there. But I'm not going to have a 16, 17, and 18-year-old tell me how my country should be ran. On that note, I'm Don McGuire. Have a good day.
Wrong, dig it, dig it, dig it, wrong to the hell. I think you're wrong to the hell. Watch your mouth. But I